All right, and we are back at it. It's the Threadlands Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Dorsey, and with me, as always, is my partner, my friend, my pal, my buddy, Kevin O'Connor. How are you doing this week, Kevin?
Doing well in this fine Connox.
That is
whatever.
Good to hear.
Full moon.
there's several things that we could talk to about that, but thank you everybody for downloading the episode. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you can find podcasts and everything. We really appreciate all the support. Make sure you tell your friends, family, loved ones, or people that you barely know but you might see. We appreciate anything.
Yeah, really, anybody.
Anybody.
This is all a very enjoy accessible show. Yeah.
We're for everyone,
broad
for
comedy.
The most part. Broad, real broad.
It's real broad.
And maybe it's not as broad as we thought. I don't know. But it is, as we're recording this, it's March 20th, first day of spring, Kevin. Finally, it's on the horizon.
It actually did kind of feel like it, too. It wasn't kind of nice out there. The morning wasn't. But it was nice in the 50s.
Yeah, it was in the 50s. Well, we had that tease last week.
Yeah.
Where it was in the 70s for
Friday,
a couple days.
It was 75 on
and
Friday.
I was losing my head. I was like, oh, yeah. I'm so ready for this to be what it is all the time.
It's so weird how, like, you know, when we hit the fall back in November or October or whatever, and when it's just dark all the time and you get home from work and you just kind of have to, like, get yourself to feel motivated. But then in the springtime, it's light out. And it just feels great.
Oh, yeah.
It's all warm, and you just feel like you could do anything.
Oh, like, yeah, it's nice getting over here, and it's still light out.
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome leaving work, and it's still light out. It's just a really great feeling. And it does make you feel a little bit more energized, like you're ready to do a little bit more.
Yeah.
I know when I get off of work, and it's just, like, dark and cold out, I'm like, I just want to go home and just not do anything
right,
and then go to sleep
just hide.
And, like, watch TV. But now I'm like, do activities and go out and maybe get a little happy hour. Go for a little hike or something. But it's not quite to the warmth.
We're not quite there yet. And honestly, it all could change like next week and have like another month of cold.
Yeah, seriously. It's still March, so I'm not putting out the possibility of like a late snowstorm.
It was cold.
Didn't it snow in April last year?
Probably. I know it was
I
cold.
I vaguely remember that happening.
It was cold deep into April last year. I remember that.
That's miserable. I don't like that at all.
Me either.
I'm over it. I'm all for spring, rebirth, new hope, everything that, you know, spring stands for. What are your favorite things about spring? I know mine are, personally, just well, like the warm weather. I can start rocking like more comfortable clothes. I'm not always bundled up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like ready to throw on like a nice polo.
Yep.
And like and stuff like that. I'm ready for better fruit in the grocery stores.
Okay.
You know, like we're actually getting in season where stuff is fresh, like around here, like the spring, like spring fruits.
I feel like
strawberries.
I feel like everything's always in season.
Well, no, everything's not always in season.
Seems
we just steal fruits from like South American countries.
Right, but it's fresh.
It's messed up. I want that stuff local.
All I know is, are you buying local fruit?
Of course.
I do too. I go to the farmer's market. I love that farmer's market under day. Here in Baltimore, for those of our international listeners, there's this awesome farmer's market right when you get into the city here in Baltimore. And
Every Sunday.
It actually starts up. It starts early and goes late, but it's great. It's huge. There's a ton of people there constantly, a ton of vendors, so much good food. I buy my starter plants and seeds there usually every year.
I've never done that. That's a good idea.
I bought 2 years ago, I bought two cucumber plants and a watermelon plant, and they just grew out of control. They were
really
insane.
You grew watermelons?
Yeah.
I don't remember you having any watermelons.
Yeah, I have pictures of them. I have a picture of me with that huge watermelon.
I don't think I ever tasted this watermelon.
Unfortunately,
I didn't get a cut.
Well, unfortunately, the animals got to most of them.
Oh.
And then the one I picked, even though it was huge and it looked, but I picked it. It needed like two more weeks and it was still like lightish on the inside. Didn't taste that great.
No.
The outside looked good.
Yeah.
I kind of just wanted to be divine plants or creepy.
What do you mean creepy? I Vine plants are cool.
Because they would take over the whole rest of my garden. Like, every day I'd have to go out and move them. And then I swear I'd go out an hour later and they'd be like, move back.
Oh, yeah. They grow back. Yeah. I found that out. And this is all part of, you know, when you start growing plants, just kind of figuring out everything.
Trelli.
Because the first time I grew squash in my backyard and I planted it next to, like, some other stuff. And then, like, gourds. The one just literally took over everything. Yeah. And I got a lot of squash out of it, but it needs a lot of space, which I was not prepared for.
Well, that's the thing, too. It made the cucumber plants I had. Like, it grew these massive cucumbers. Like, it was insane. Anyway, but it's
Is the one thing I don't like about my one house now that I'm in the middle of the city. We don't really have a place for me to grow as many plants and stuff. I'm still going to grow some, like, tomatoes, some peppers, all the herbs.
Some herbs.
Nothing like fresh herbs.
Herbs.
You just pick off and you throw into your marinara that you're making. Some fresh basil, some fresh oregano.
Yes, basil.
It's fantastic. But yeah, I'm ready for this spring thing. And we're in the middle of Lent, which I was raised Catholic.
We touched on that.
Did we talk about this?
Oh, we touched on it.
Neither of us are giving up anything.
I didn't give up anything, mostly because I didn't even realize it was Lent. I'm real busy, you know what I mean? Like, I
too just, busy for God.
I didn't even know. It didn't feel like Lent this year.
I don't know what that means. Does Lent have a feel?
So Justin and I went to Catholic school, and they didn't serve meat in the cafeterias on Fridays during Lent. And I got my driver's license, there was this guy who's since been fired or let go.
At our school? At our high school?
Yeah.
Wait, who?
The driver's ed dude.
Oh.
He just got fired, like, last year. But he would do this thing. He would take you on your last drive time and then take you to the, like, place. And he would do it during the day at school. So I did that and with a couple other guys from our grade.
Right. Wait.
And it was during Lent. And we all got our licenses that day, and then we
got Whoppers.
Then we got Big Macs.
Big Macs.
We convinced him to let us go to McDonald's on the way back.
That's what's up. Big Macs suck, though.
Well, compared to Whoppers, we were just here's my watermelon picture.
Oh wow! You should post that on the.
I'll post on the gram.
On the gram.
Look out for the watermelon.
That's a weirdly shaped watermelon.
What? It's why?
Like this weird lump.
Because some of them would grow. I think this one grew like in the trellis or whatever in the cage.
Okay.
And it was like half on the cage.
Gotcha.
Because they would have to be suspended because the ones on the ground would all get picked off by the animals.
Mm. No, that I can see that being the case. Yeah.
That's a bummer too. They just like, I don't know what animals did it, like squirrels or whatever, but they would just like drill holes in it. So it'd be like one big. Like one circle hole in the water.
Oh, really?
I'm just like, you didn't even eat that much, and now I can't do anything with it.
Yeah, goddamn animals, so wasteful. Like, just depriving
varmints.
You
of your
varmints.
Varmints.
Not varmints.
Yeah, varmints.
I think you're getting that confused with garments.
Mm-mm.
A little bit.
No, maybe. Varmints are real thing.
But yeah, so, well, did you see this one story about this guy and what he's giving up for Lent?
No, I didn't. I mean, maybe I did.
Well, did you remember? Whatever. Well, this an Ohio man is basically, he's consuming only beer for Lent. He's giving up everything.
He's only going to drink beer?
He's fasting. Basically, this dude, what's his name? I'm looking for it. His name seems to be Dell.
Is he severely overweight?
Well, he is a little overweight. He says he has some bad eating habits, but what
he's really correct it with the beer.
Well, what he's really doing, he's like he's being just like the monks were back in the 1600s and stuff, and they apparently for Lent would fast and only drink beer.
Oh, okay.
So he said it's not really about the weight loss, even though he's lost 15 pounds already in like 2 weeks, which
from the dehydration.
I think from the lack of, like, food. Nutrients. He said he had bad food eating habits.
But this is no better. So, and the monks back then didn't have, like, deep IPAs, which he's probably drinking either.
I don't know. Well, he works at a brewery.
Oh, well, then he's definitely not just drinking light water beer.
He does sales for this brewery, 50 West Brewing, in Cincinnati area. He's probably getting all this at a very discounted rate.
Is he getting, like, monitored by a doctor or something?
Nothing that I can say. But the monks weren't monitored by any freaking doctor.
Yeah.
They were monitored by God. and sure. the will of belief.
I wonder how many of them got severely sick.
I don't know. But he said that fasting is a big part of being human, that we really don't do it anymore, which I don't really know if that's a thing.
No, it is. It totally is. Like, think about it, because I started doing the, I will say.
Well, I know fasting's part of, like, certain religious things, but just being human.
Yeah, I mean, think back in the day, like, even, like, way back in the day when we were just hunting for food. I'm sure there were multiple days we'd go.
Fasting and you can't find food are two different things.
But it's the same thing. You're still fasting, just unintentionally.
Well, I think fasting has to be intentional.
I don't think so.
I think it is.
Well, anyway, last year I was doing that intermittent fasting when everyone was all raging about
it. Nobody calls like children that are hungry that they're just fat. Look at those fasting children. Look at all the fasting children in Africa.
Okay, I was just like going long periods of time without eating.
Please donate to help these kids end their fast.
Intermittent fasting. Try to get bathing suit bodies.
But what were you saying? It is almost beach season. What were you saying, though?
I forget already. Anyway, it doesn't matter. That's great. Good for him. I hope he doesn't die.
I didn't know that monks used to do that.
They probably didn't, dude. Or they're lying. I don't believe any of that stuff. And you know what else I don't believe?
Well, I don't know. No, what else don't you believe?
Nothing.
Please, go into it.
No, actually.
I
do believe the monks probably did go super. They did crazy stuff back then. I don't know like monks these were. There's so many like different.
Yeah, this didn't really go into specifically what monks he's talking about.
Yeah, what the fuck monks are you talking about? You don't know. It doesn't matter.
He says he feels amazing. He feels like this mental fog has been lifted. And I remember when I was studying in Czech Republic. I mean, people legitimately use beer as a tool for. They say it would help get over sicknesses. There would be people that would just drink a beer for breakfast. Oh. They say it has, like, the nutrients and minerals that you need. I mean, it is carbs. So, like, that's a good thing to start your day off with, I guess.
I don't think it is, because I think you usually crash. But I guess, I mean, even, I don't know. I'm not a nutritionist.
I'm not a nutritionist. I mean, this can't be the healthiest.
I'd rather not drink beer first thing in the morning. That hits you hard. And then I'll just be sleepy.
This story is actually from like about a week ago. So it was like a week into Lent, he lost 15.2 pounds in a week.
Yeah.
By just drinking beer. He's probably hammered all the time if that's all he's drinking too. But I mean, I don't think he's just really slamming beer. I think that's just like a meal replacement. Like he'll have a beer instead of a meal. But he says he feels amazing. He wanted to bash some Taco Bell after a few beers. Just like as natural. That's what he said.
Okay.
Because, you know, after you get the munchies, you're hammered.
The drunchies, whatever they call it.
The drunchies? Nobody calls it that.
I've heard it.
No, where have you heard it?
I just said it.
Where? In your own mind.
Whatever, bro.
But that's a very interesting way to take on Lent. And I'm all for it. I hope he gets through it and doesn't die.
Yeah, I hope so, too. Ashton Kutcher said that he, after his divorce to Demi.
Oh, yeah.
He went to I forget, some mountain. And he rented a cabin and he fasted for 7 days.
Really?
Yeah. He said he would have definitely done it differently. It was on the Dax Shepard podcast. he said he started hallucinating after a couple of days.
Yeah,
but
then probably.
He said the first day or two sucked and then you're fine.
No. You get over those hunger pains.
Maybe. Or your brain starts like releasing endorphins because you're going to die, probably. Or thinks it's going
to
die.
I mean, what? The body can go 2 weeks without food, really?
I can't go 2 weeks without food. That's what they say.
What do you mean you can't go?
No, like, I don't want to go.
Like it would be very unpleasant or you physically would die. Because you wouldn't die.
No. I mean, yeah, it wouldn't die.
But your body would start like feeding on itself.
Right? I don't have like a ton of extra to like... I could go 2 weeks, but it's going to be horrible.
Yeah.
You know?
Should we fast?
I did the intermittent fasting where I do like the 1 day a week where you don't eat.
So you did that?
Mm-hmm. I actually liked it a lot. You actually surprisingly do. We just realized how sometimes you just eat because it's like...
You just do it.
Yeah, it's just like a habit. Like, I wasn't really...
You're not really hungry.
Yeah, I'm not really hungry, like, yeah.
Well, it's... Now,
yeah,
so
it's like time
eat.
To eat or whatever.
I do that with lunch sometimes during the day at work.
Yeah,
sometimes I am really hungry and I can feel my like body like really needing something, but sometimes I'll just eat my lunch because it's like two.
Yeah, I didn't really, I never, because there's like a rule, I forget what it is now, but it's like you basically don't. I did it all through high school just because I never woke up in time to have breakfast, so like I never ate until lunch.
Yeah, I wasn't a big, I used to do, I used to do oatmeal before school, pretty much all through high school and middle school, and I still do it now. When I get to work, I do oatmeal every morning.
I used to, but I still... What is that, Mitch? Well, I used to, but I still
Well, like,
do
the
too.
College years, and then before I got this desk job, I just wasn't eating breakfast ever.
The desk jobs will kill you. When I was working at Hopkins, and I was working in this hospital in Baltimore, and I would basically just walk around.
I think people know what Johns Hopkins is. It's pretty famous.
Anyway,
you were like, Johns Hopkins... Oh, this hospital in
International
Baltimore.
International audience
a lot
might
of people... Johns Hopkins is even internationally.
Anyway, I used to walk around that hospital all day. I used to get like 15,000 steps a day. Now I get like 1,500.
Yeah, it's totally different. I used to be a waiter and bartender.
Oh, yeah.
And I used to get 15,000.
I'm
going to
see how many steps I got
easy
today.
And now I have to do other stuff outside of like work.
Today's
just beautiful. To get.
Today's not going to count.
Why is today not going to count?
Because I worked out this morning, so I got like extra like steps and stuff.
Nice.
I'd have to find a day where I
What'd you do for your workout this morning?
A spin class, Peloton.
Oh, the Peloton.
Alex
That's
Toussaint,
right.
My dude. Wow. Oh, my God. Anyway.
You get steps for doing spin?
No, but I think my whole move thing will be off because I did like a workout.
Oh, true.
I'd want to do it every day I didn't.
You and your fiance are obsessed with Alan Toussaint.
Alex Toussaint. And Cody Rigsby. And Robin. There's only three people.
Cody Rigsby?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Shout out. There's only three.
I think I play lacrosse against.
They are amazing.
Cody,
they're the only ones I'll do. Everyone else
really?
Sucks. Yeah, because.
What do you mean that they suck? Like, what does that mean for Peloton?
It depends. Like, some people are like low energy or like they have terrible playlists and stuff like that.
Oh, you got to have a good playlist.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, if you're going to be doing the spin situation.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was dying one day and then. Right in the middle, Alex Toussaint was on Get Money with Wayne and T-Pain, and it just completely
Get
changed.
Get Money. Oh, yeah.
It's not a song you throw on like while I'm driving to work, but, you know, well, maybe it would be. I don't know. But
if you're trying to bring home that cash.
True, but during a spin class, it just ramped
Bring
up.
Home that bread. That's a good motivational song.
It's a lot nicer on my knees because now I used to, like, I don't run nearly as much because my one knee is kind of messed up.
That's what they all
up.
Say, like, yeah. Running really isn't good for your knees. It's like swimming
it's like
and biking are, like, the low-resistant but, like, awesome cardio workouts that you can be doing, that you should be doing.
I wish I could swim.
It's funny because, like, running.
I mean, I can
Wait,
swim.
What do you mean?
I wish I had, a
pool
like,
to
a membership to a pool or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I used to belong to the Y, but the pool's always taken. There's always, like, some old people doing laps and then kids.
Yeah.
It was a nice pool. It was a saltwater pool.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's nice. But that's so much extra time, really too. Like, because a workout, like, going for a run, I can just, like, throw on some shorts and go for a run. And it'll be, like, 30 minutes. A pool, you got to, like, get to the pool, change. Like, what you swim for, like, 10 minutes. By the time you, like, swim, then get back out and, like, shower
off. Why are you
only
swimming for 10 minutes?
Because you only have time to. Like, say you're going to try to go in the morning. Like, you basically have to... Okay, say the pool's like 15 minutes away. That's 15 minutes to get there.
It's a lot of hypotheticals.
Another 10 minutes to get changed. That's already 25 minutes out the way.
It's true.
And plus, you're moving slow because you're tired.
Yeah.
That's going to take an hour to swim 10 minutes, basically.
There's a lot of rounding times and estimations. But no, I get your point. It's a whole other thing. But I mean, when I used to work out at the Y, I would go there and change. And I would shower there sometimes. Like, if I was going before work, like... So it's still a process.
I'm probably going to start running at my job now because they have showers at my job. I just found out.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, is there a gym?
There's a trail right by my job.
Oh, so you do a little run a little trail, then shower at your job. Why do they have showers?
For working out. There's like a gym there, but it's like a hotel gym. You know what I mean?
Oh, are you in a hotel? Do you work in a hotel?
No, but I'm saying it's like a hotel gym.
Oh.
Like, you know how in a hotel they have, like, a gym, quote-unquote, but it's, like, a treadmill and, like, two dumbbells. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's
no.
not.
No, I know what you mean.
Yeah, so it's essentially that same type of thing.
Oh, well, that's what's up. That's pretty cool. I wish my work had something like that. I would use it all the time. Have you ever used it?
No, because it's terrible. I mean, it's, like, a little small hotel gym.
Oh. Well, nice. Well...
What are we talking about? We didn't get to anything on our list.
No, we didn't get to anything that we were going to talk about in this first break. But it's okay, because we can come back and we can get into something. Like, you just said you had some new thoughts on freaking chicken salad.
Yup.
What is that? I don't even know if I want to hear this, but we'll see.
Boom.
Okay, and we are back. But you said you just had some new chicken salad that really made you change your thoughts about it, apparently, which I don't know if I'm going to believe you, regardless what you said.
So a couple weeks ago, this restaurant by our job, or my job, started running this, like, deal or, like, whatever, partnership with my job where if employees get free delivery, so if you order by, like, 11 o'clock, it'll get there by, like, 12:30 or something and you don't have to pay delivery.
Okay.
So I think it was on Friday. It was sometime last week. Yeah, I think it was Friday. And one of my coworkers, she had ordered a sandwich, and it was, like, late in the afternoon. She's like, "Do you want this sandwich?" I was like, "Oh, you want it?" And she was like, she's awesome. She's, like, one of my favorite coworkers.
Yeah, she's a nice lady.
She's from, well, she reminds me a lot of my mom's side of the family. She's from the DR, so she's got that Hispanic thing where she's just, like,
Dominican,
yeah,
Republic, for those who don't know what the DR is.
She's got, she's got that same thing that, like, my aunts on that side do. Like, they're like, they always think you're hungry. It doesn't matter if you're not. Yeah. You could have just ate it. They're like, "Oh, you're hungry." Whatever. I love that. Anyway,
so that, she was that, like, that's cool.
And she's like, "I got this sandwich. Do you want it?" I was like, "Yeah, I'll take it." And it was a chicken salad sandwich on rye bread, which is, like, my favorite way to eat a chicken salad sandwich.
Really? I don't know if I've ever had chicken salad on rye.
Ooh, definitely get the rye.
I don't have enough rye in my, it's like, I don't have a lot of sandwiches and stuff, generally. But no, that's interesting.
Yeah, I think a good, like, a club sandwich on toasted rye might be my favorite thing in the world.
Mm. I love a good club sandwich, but, like, white.
Yeah, white toast.
Like, that's a BLT, the,
that's a real
white
club
toast
sandwich. Yeah,
there's nothing better than the simple BLT on white toast.
I agree.
Some thick cut bacon. That's great, fantastic.
If I'm gonna have a club, I would prefer it on white toast because that's how, like, a club should be, with that three pieces of bread, you know, and the toothpick. Anyway, so she gave me the chicken salad sandwich. I wasn't expecting it, and it had fruit in it. And normally, now we all know, I'm sure everyone's heard our opinions on how we feel about fruit in the chicken salad.
Yeah, I'm totally against it. It's crazy. It's un-American.
But this place did it in such a perfect manner. They didn't overdo. I just feel like the places that try to do it, they're throwing in the raisins and the grapes and the nuts, and they're just trying to make a statement.
They just chock it full of all this other crap.
It's like, we got the fancy chicken salad, so they're just,
and then,
like,
you forget about the chicken salad.
Right, you can't even taste the chicken. It's probably actually a way to just cheap out on the chicken, to be honest.
It's obviously, a lot of these places just leftover chicken from some other stuff that they didn't use all the chicken.
So they had
to make some salad out of
very minimal amount of fruit in there, and there was no raisins, and they had some grapes in there. But what they did was they sliced it so thin, even the grapes, that it didn't feel like in my mouth like I was eating
fruit. It wasn't
fruit.
Like bursting fruit, but
yeah,
there was some of that flavor.
But
there,
I got
the
sweet flavor of it, and I was really
interesting.
Now I would still take regular chicken salad over that, but I have to say,
so that says enough.
But it did give me a new perspective on the whole thing.
What is this place called?
I forget.
It's by your work.
It's right by my work. Yeah, I honestly forget.
You have to next week pick me up a sandwich.
I actually will, so we can taste it.
We can taste it.
It was a big sandwich too, and I think she said it was only like $6, and it came with, like, chips and like a drink and napkins and stuff.
Wow, it came with napkins.
It came with napkins. Yeah,
without an extra charge.
I don't know.
How the fuck are they getting away with that?
I know. Well,
that's wild.
Mass produce. I will order one next week, and we can taste test on the pot.
Yeah, you should definitely do that, because, like, I have not found a chicken salad with any nuts or fruit.
I'm gonna order it next week,
BS,
and it's gonna be chock full of nuts or something.
I'm just gonna have whole
full grapes,
full grapes, whole, like, pecans.
It's gonna be terrible.
Like, walnuts. Like, full walnuts.
Full shelled walnuts.
Shelled walnuts. Just comes with a nutcracker.
Yeah, they hand you a nutcracker on the side.
It's fresh. We literally picked this off of the walnut tree out there.
Oh, God.
No, but I do want to.
Yeah, I'll get it on rye. It was good. I have to say, I'm a little mad that I even ate it, because now I'm going to want to order from there.
Why do you hate that?
Oh,
it's awesome finding new spots that are awesome for food, especially for, like, lunchtime work situations.
I think it was 2 weeks. Have you ever had Jimmy John's?
I have had Jimmy John's. Freaky Fest.
I had it for... Okay. I had it for the first time about 2 weeks ago because I had to work through lunch. It was a super busy day, and I didn't bring lunch that day, so I was gonna have to get something out anyway.
Right.
And I was trying not to get anything like too bad, and I also didn't want to pay a bunch of money for delivery because I'd already missed the window for that place that I was just talking about.
Oh.
So I ordered Jimmy John's, and that's the first time I've ever had. First of all, the sandwich was very, you know, mediocre. It was all right. It was a turkey sandwich, which is whatever. But I won't lie, that thing got there in like 10 minutes.
Oh, they do real quick.
That is insane. I was seriously like, whoa, that is true.
Yeah, like the house I used to live in, like two houses ago, there was a Jimmy John's literally about, it was maybe a 5 minute to 7 minute drive.
Yeah.
And my roommate would get it all the time, 10 minutes.
That's
no,
so
like, he timed them once and it was like 8 minutes something.
That's crazy. That is so crazy.
Yeah, I was like, that, damn, like, you can't beat that. And I've never really gotten Jimmy John's ordered, I hear is it's freaky fast.
It was freaky fast.
I'll take it over Subway any day, too.
Ooh, I don't know if I would.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Subway is terrible. I've talked about this.
I mean, Jimmy John's wasn't good either.
It's fine. I like the bread more.
Well, just Subway was fine. Okay, I will say I like
Jimmy
like the
John's bread.
I did like that bread more, yeah. But I like the Southwest Chipotle sauce at Subway.
You mean you like mayo?
I like sriracha, like mayo aioli, more. Aioli.
You like sriracha mayo?
Sriracha aioli, bro. No, but I like the Subway Club. If I'm gonna get a sandwich at Subway, I get the Subway Club, which has turkey, roast beef, and ham.
Yeah, and then
but it's all turkey.
Yeah, and then you can get a different type of sub, and it tastes exactly the same. And then you can get I just think all of Subway subs, other than the meatball sub, they pretty much all taste the same.
They do. Everything.
I can get the Black Forest ham. Yeah. It tastes exactly like the Turkey Club, which tastes exactly like.
That's because they put such a thin layer of meat. It just tastes like whatever vegetables you get.
All their meat is turkey based too, yeah. Which is, I'm pretty sure
and
that's why.
At the point, I used to get Subway a lot, and that was during prime yoga mat Subway too. When they were putting the same. I'm effed.
What was that? The same material or something product that is used in yoga mats was also in the bread for Subway.
Yeah, I used to eat it because I didn't have any money back then, high school and college. So I would.
I mean, the $5 footlongs.
Yeah, and that was when they actually had those $5 footlongs, not whatever.
Although, do you remember some people suing Subway because they measured all of the footlong bread?
It was 11 inches.
It was shorter.
Yeah, there was each. It was 11 inches. There's a class action lawsuit.
Yeah, I mean, get the hell out of here with Subway. Between that, the yoga mat stuff, and Jared, and all their subs taste the
you
same?
You can't put...
I'm out on Subway.
You can't put that Jared
so
stuff
far
on Subway.
Out on Subway.
Subway didn't know about that Jared situation.
He probably turned a blind eye.
They may have turned a blind eye.
He was still their spokesperson when that shit went down.
Was he, though?
Yeah. He was still in commercials.
Dude, that Jared,
he was their main spokesman for 15 years.
Jared apparently was getting his ass whooped in jail. They like he was all.
Well, I know they had to separate him.
Yeah,
because apparently a lot of prisoners wanted to like legitimately kill him. So they'd be known as the person that killed Jared.
Yeah.
So they had to like
what an accomplishment.
It was like whatever he. He did stuff that I don't really care what the hell happens to him.
Yeah, me too.
In prison. So
those fake
jeans.
But
Subway sucks. I can't believe you don't mind Subway. Do you still get Subway?
I had Subway this past weekend. I get it maybe like once or twice a year.
I don't even
now.
Know the last time I had Subway.
I know.
I cannot remember the last
time. You know why I got it? Because I really wanted to order food and I was too lazy to go to the grocery store and we hadn't gone to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And I opened up Uber Eats. And it was the free delivery one because you like share a courier.
I would pay it to never eat Subway again.
I got a Subway Club with Southwest Chipotle sauce and it got here really quick and it was all right.
Exactly.
You know what's weird is like
you guys, the people at home did not even see the face that you made when you said it was all right. It was like you knew it wasn't even really all right.
You know what's weird, though? It's like I ate that whole footlong, and you don't feel full.
That's the yoga mats.
But you'd think all that bread, you would, but I guess it's that thin layer of meat they put on there.
They don't put a lot of meat.
It's so thin.
They don't, and they load it up with, like, onions and lettuce.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you ask for, they you can't,
The bread,
you got to take some of the lettuce.
I know they bake that stuff right there, but I don't like their bread.
I just don't like going into the Subway because I don't want to smell like bread all day.
Yeah.
Especially when you... When
you do. It's like a lingering smell. Is. And that's what all their subs taste like. And like for like lunch by my work, there's an awesome Italian deli. Wawa. No, Pastore's. I know. Well, there's also a Wawa that I work right next to, which is awesome. And I would take their subs over any Subway subs.
I would
subs
take a Wawa sub. Wawa sheets, even Rofa, honestly.
But then right across around the corner from the Subway by my work, there's Pastore's Italian deli, which is just...
It's nothing like a real, true deli.
It is the best Italian cold cut, still to this day, that
I've ever had.
The prosciutto.
The prosciutto. The prosciutto.
No, we can't do this. It's problematic. Speaking of...
The gabagoo.
That's problematic impersonation. Hey. We shouldn't be making fun of dialects of regions. Of,
whatever. Of the, Sopranos did it.
Whatever. Whatever.
Hey, guy.
That's what inconsiderate.
Hey, guy.
Like, yeah, that's kind of offensive. Whatever.
I was obsessed with the Sopranos this past summer, and I haven't finished
it
yet.
Great show.
I haven't finished it yet, though.
It's a lot to finish.
Yeah, I had to take a break. It's so violent.
It is pretty violent.
And it's violent. It's violent in like a way more personal way than like Game of Thrones.
Yeah, because you... Well...
I know that's weird to say.
Depending on some of the death.
Yeah, well, because like even... There's some kind of suspension of disbelief when I'm watching the mountain... Spoiler alert. The mountain, like...
Oh, my God.
Crush someone's skull with their thumbs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like when you're watching like...
I don't think I've ever reacted
You
more
were there.
Ridiculous.
We watched that together, remember, at my old apartment.
What?
That episode of Thrones with the Viper.
After it already came out?
No, I'm pretty sure it was that night.
No, it wasn't. Because I know I was at our buddy Doss's.
Or maybe
I was at his...
Someone was over that night.
We were together at his parents' house back when... Because this was years ago.
Yeah, it was like 4 years ago.
And we were watching it. We both, when that happened, were both like... Looked at each other like, what? Like, I've never had that.
Game of Thrones is the only show that multiple times that have made me feel like sick to my not sick to my stomach, but like I felt it in my gut. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, no other show has ever made me feel like punched in the gut. And it's happened several times.
In that show. It's great. It's coming back soon.
I cannot wait.
And I got my parents' password, so now I can...
Oh, wait, which brings up a great
point. Well, no. I was like, let me get that Hulu password. I still don't have it.
I went back, because Justin's been saying for several episodes now that I never gave him the Hulu password. So the other day, I was with Rachel. I'm like, I'm going to see when I sent Justin that password. And at first, I doubted myself for a second because I went all the way back to November.
I'm pretty sure
I went all the way back to November. I was like, dang, I thought I sent. So I went back even further. I sent it to Justin in September.
I'm pretty sure I tried the password and it didn't work or something.
Tried wrong.
And then, well,
it's the same password. No, it's not. I change it all the time.
It's the same path. About to put that shit on our Twitter feed.
I know. Well, it's different for other stuff, but it's been the same Hulu password for.
Oh well, see, and he told me this about a week ago, or over this past weekend or something.
Yeah,
and I was like, why didn't you just send it to me again?
Statute of limitations.
I don't understand why
the window closed.
It's not statute of limitations.
The window closed.
I too can search our chat history and find it.
Well, you should though.
But it would just be easier for you to resend it. So you were just one day, just like, you know what? I'm just
going
to scroll through all of our text messages.
It took me a while.
For months.
I scrolled way back.
You said it was September. Yeah,
it was like September something, like 12th.
Yeah, that's like 7 months ago.
Yeah, it was several months ago. But it was there
or whatever.
In all its glory. The username and password combo.
My apologies.
It's okay.
Let me get that again.
Brooklyn 99 is phenomenal.
Wait, are you going to send me it again?
Yeah, I'll send it to you only if you promise you only will watch Brooklyn 99 for a month.
I watched all of Brooklyn 99 before you've even seen the show.
I'm obsessed with it.
He is upset.
It's so good.
He won't stop sending
videos.
He'll just send videos of him watching it on the couch. In little scenes and sends it in our group chat. And it's not even, it's just like normal scenes.
It's hilarious.
Like they're all funny.
No, they're hilarious.
They're all funny. It's a great show. It's fantastic. I love
it. I keep making the mistake of putting it on when I have something to do. and I'll have my like laptop there. I'm like, oh, I'll have it on as background noise, and then I just start dying laughing.
Yeah, it's not a good show for that.
It's not,
because it really wraps you up. It's hilarious.
It's so awesome. Funny. And usually, the network shows like that aren't that good. You know what I mean? But NBC really. That is NBC, or no, Fox.
Well, it started on Fox, then they canceled it, and this season it just got picked up by NBC, so they're on NBC now.
Those network shows really hit it every once in a while, you know, like Parks and Rec, Brooklyn Nine, early Modern Family. Like, some, you know.
Is Modern Family not good anymore?
I mean, it might still be. Yeah, I just stopped watching it.
So. But, I mean, it's still on, so.
It's probably still good. Yeah.
But. No, that is true, and I don't get why they canceled Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah, why did they cancel it?
It's like, what other shows are you trying to throw on Fox?
That yeah, seriously, like,
fucking great.
Yeah,
2-hour block of Family Guy, or just all shows created by Seth MacFarlane. It's just the Seth MacFarlane Entertainment Network.
Yeah, it's pretty much
or whatever
what it's become.
Yeah, I'm out on that. But yeah, let me get that password.
All right.
actually, this is probably a good time to take a break. Okay. And we're back. You're a big coffee guy, right?
Huge.
I'm a ginormous coffee person as well. I need it every morning. The other morning, I didn't have any coffee, and I was literally, because I had a dentist appointment.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't want to have coffee before then, and then I went into work late, and it's like noon, and I'm like falling asleep at my desk.
You didn't have any coffee?
I didn't had any coffee that day.
Oh, man.
And then I got a cup, and I was good the rest of the day.
Yeah.
I was ready to go. It's like the lifeblood of me.
Oh yeah,
you can feel that caffeine coursing through your veins. But
it's just warm and it feels good.
Apparently, Burger King is offering a coffee subscription of some sort, where they're charging like $5 a month, I think, to and then you can get however much coffee. Is that how it works?
It's $5 a month. You get a free small coffee every day.
Oh, free small coffee.
Well, it's not
coffee.
Free, I guess. You're paying for it.
Yeah,
but
right.
I mean, it's a good deal, and obviously
it's cool if I like. Worked next to a Burger King.
Yeah. If you worked next to a BK and you also didn't get free coffee at work. Because I feel like it's the equivalent of like a Keurig coffee.
Right.
So
it's not like slow drip.
Yeah, it's not pour over. It's definitely a good move on BK's because they know people are going to hit that drive through and be like, well, while I'm here, you know, I'll get some, you know, hash browns or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's definitely a smart move. And I could see other places. Everything's subscription now, dude.
Everything is going to
subscriptions. My gosh.
There's so many subscription services.
I mean, you'll
but
go
like,
broke.
First of all, I don't think I've ever had. I don't know if I've ever had Burger King breakfast, and I would imagine their coffee is trash.
The coffee is most likely trash. I've had their breakfast. I would rank it the lowest out of all the fast food breakfast. And like
compared to what are the other fast food breakfasts that you are?
Okay, so Chick-fil-A would be on top.
Chick-fil-A is fantastic.
Oh, let's just throw them all.
That spicy chicken biscuit is so good.
I haven't had that in a long time.
It's
actually
so good.
Yeah, I haven't had Chick-fil-A breakfast in a long time.
Me neither.
I used to get. Well, anyway,
it's like out of the way for me.
Me too. That's the thing. At my old job, there was one on the way, so I used to make excuse. Anyway, so Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, Burger King,
Taco Bell, they're in the game.
Okay, I've never had Taco Bell breakfast, so I can't.
Oh, really? You never had any of that?
I can't speak on that. I haven't had Taco Bell in at least a decade.
In any form or fashion.
In any form or fashion.
10 years?
You haven't been since
you were like 19?
That's minimum. Not true. It is. That's extremely true.
When you were 20 at any point.
I never really. 21. I was not into Taco Bell like that.
God, that's insane. We drank enough for you to have definitely should have had Taco Bell.
I think the last time I went with was one of our friends and his sister and her now husband. And I think may have been.
That was like high school.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know what that was. That was forever ago.
Okay, so
that's crazy.
Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, Burger King,
Taco Bell.
Who else has a...
Fast food-wise? I don't know.
That's
any
basically
other
it, right?
That's
Subway.
Have that shit.
Subway has breakfast.
Do they?
Yeah.
Are you going to throw
Dunkin' Donuts on that? Dunkin' Donuts is a B&B. I love Dunkin' Donuts breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Or I like it anytime.
I love a good
they're building a Dunkin' Donuts right by my job. They just put up the steel beams today. It'll probably be another
You did a really aggressive fist pump for that.
Dunkin' Donuts is great. I can't even tell you the last time I had a donut from Dunkin' Donuts, but I love their breakfast.
Oh, yeah. I like their croissant sandwiches. Oh, yeah. Those are always fire.
Yep.
Always fire.
Got great bagels. Kind of.
Oh, I don't know. Kind of. I wouldn't necessarily.
It's a bagel.
They did switch their name to Dunkin' instead of Dunkin' Donuts because they're dropping their donuts because they're more than just donuts. They're also coffee, bagels, muffins, sandwiches.
What do you think about Dunkin' Donuts coffee?
It's whatever. Some people love it.
I don't like
it. It's like fine.
It's all right. I like their iced coffee now. Because,
I do like their iced coffee as well. But like if you get their coffee there, you have to get it black. Like if you ask, they ask you cream or sugar,
it's
and you
a
say
bottle
yes,
of cream.
They put so much cream and sugar, it's out of this world. I know you drink your coffee black anyway, which is like slightly psychopath behavior, but
Dunkin' Donuts and Chick-fil-A are the only two places that I've ever normally if I get a wrong order. Whatever, I'd eat it, I'd take it, or I'd drink it. I'll just take it. Dunkin' Donuts and Chick-fil-A are the only two places that they gave me coffee one time, and I had to ask for a different coffee. Because they use, like, the liquid sugar now or something. So it's, like...
It's so much.
So, and I drink... Going from, like black to liquid sugar.
Back, like,
it's so intense.
By at least 3/4 of whatever you're putting in.
I couldn't do it.
And I guess, like, they do that because I guess certain people like it. They don't do that for no reason.
You want
to
wake up and
still
have
get like this is a notoriously known thing. I've talked about it with several people that when they ask you if you want sugar and you say yes, like everybody complains about that. But I guess there's just people that are on the precipice of diabetes that love getting that.
There's some people like that. I mean, you never be able to please everybody.
Sweet.
Oh God, that's. Chick-fil-A does that too because they use the liquid sugar and it's just like, it's.
What does this look like? Just simple syrup or something?
I think it's so they don't have to like mess around with like packets of sugar or whatever. Right. They can just like put it underneath the thing.
I just assumed that it was like, I'm just picturing this giant like thing with like a lever and they just hit it and just a
syrup
bunch of
cover.
Sugar.
Oh,
no,
oh,
just
like
pours into
powder
the
sugar.
Thing.
That's probably what it is.
Or whatever.
But it's, I couldn't do it. I was like, I need a black. Coffee. Well, because people freak out too at restaurants or at fast food. They're not expecting, especially iced coffee. They're like, what? Because most people don't get like black iced coffee, I guess.
No, a lot of people don't get black iced coffee.
So,
a little cream.
I don't, it's
vanilla.
I don't think I can taste things as well as other people.
Really?
I mean, why else?
why do you think that?
Because I love like dark black coffee.
I mean, there's people that like dark black coffee.
Yeah, like me. Maybe we can't taste as well as other people.
Maybe you can't. Maybe you have something fucked up with your taste buds.
Maybe.
You should get that checked out. I don't know if that's something you can get checked out, but...
yeah, there's no
they should
like,
check that
test
out.
For that. No, I can tell. I can taste the difference between a strong cheese.
Okay. you were throwing around... some new segment ideas.
New segment!
And
it's called Justin. Would you rather?
Wow, you really introduced that fantastic. Talking over
Justin,
me.
Justin.
I don't think I can edit this together to make like a good
Would you rather?
All right, so we're going to do a little would you rather, apparently.
Now I've
so
gathered,
you're going to ask me some questions. I've not seen any of these questions.
None. I've gathered a collection of phenomenal, well, some collected, some created myself of would you rather questions. We're going to start off nice and easy here.
Nice. What do you mean easy? Would you rather is always easy.
This is a nice, easy would you rather, okay?
Okay.
Would you rather have the Force, like in Star Wars, or Harry Potter magic?
It's
a nice and easy question.
This isn't that easy.
Well,
though.
It's not a lot of, you know.
I don't really know. Well, I guess the Force, because I don't have to learn spells and wand figurations. I can just have that power at my fingertip.
But the Force, you have to, like... Well, that's true, yeah. It depends how deep, I guess, you want to
get. All of it does
Luke
require
did a lot of
training.
Yeah.
They both require training to fully harvest or to harness the skill fully, but like with with the wand. You need, like, your wand.
You need a wand. That's true.
You need to learn all this crap. Like, it's I don't know. You have to study. You literally have to go to school to like, accurately wield a wand.
You have to study for the Force, too. You have to be in touch with... You have to meditate all the time.
Kind of. Maybe.
I would be... Or unless you're a dark
side. We didn't really hear a lot of origin stories of some of the other Jedi.
Oh, but I know some more. We can go into it.
No, not here.
All right. We'll have a Star Wars spot.
No one wants to hear that.
All right, we can go deep into it.
All right, so...
We'll talk about the religious...
What? Religious what?
The Jedi. They're extremely religious.
Oh, yeah, naturally.
Okay, anyway, all right, next one. So you said the Force.
Duh.
That was hard for me, too. I think I would... I love Star Wars, but I think I'd choose Harry Potter magic over it.
Really?
It's a lot. Why? Because you can just do cool... Like, the Force can't, like, whip you up like a cake. You know what I mean? Like, you can't... You know what I mean?
Wait, what do you mean? Whip you up like a cake?
Like, they could just, like...
Is that a saying to people?
Or, like, just...
In hey, Harry man, Potter, I'm gonna beat your ass. I'm gonna whip you like a cake.
No, whip up a cake.
Whip up a cake? What does that even mean?
That's like, not a literally, saying. Like, conjure up a cake to eat.
Oh.
Like, you can't do that with the Force.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
So, I mean, I'm not going to be, like, battling a bunch of people. I don't really... You know. Okay, all right. Here we go. Next question. Would you rather know every language, every human language, or be able to speak to animals?
Probably the language.
Yeah.
Well, I don't need to talk to animals.
It might be a bummer to speak to animals.
Yeah. Well, first of all, like, speak, like, what, like, hold a conversation with an animal. Animals can't hold conversations. It's not how they, like,
well, maybe they
interact.
Can. Well, maybe it would become, like, you, like, could communicate with them in a way that they communicate with each other. Like, that's right. The understanding you would gain or something. Which could be boring.
So, basically...
Hey, dog.
Would I rather be able to get along, like, immediately talk to and get along with anyone in the world, or be Dr. Doolittle?
You could get a ton of jobs knowing every single human language. A
bunch of dope jobs.
Yeah.
Like, literally. An insane amount.
You could just sit at home
the
all day.
The world would be my oyster if I could speak every language in the world. That's definitely the choice.
That's a good one. Okay. Would you rather be able to eat anything, burgers, whatever, but it acts as perfect nutrition to you, or only have to sleep 1 hour a day and be fully recharged?
Oh, the food. Easy. The food.
That's so quick. This one took me a while to think about.
No. If sweet. I could eat whatever the hell I want, yeah, but, and it's nutrition.
Yeah, but think about like, how much extra stuff you could do with an hour per day. I guess you might get bored, actually.
Yeah, like what the hell am I going to do?
You could play video games?
I could.
I mean, yeah. I guess could. That would get old, probably. You'd probably be like, God, everyone's asleep.
Yeah, it would be awesome to just eat cheeseburgers and have no bad effects.
Yeah, that's true.
That would be sick. That would be way more awesome.
I thought about that one for a while. I don't know.
Nah. Give me that food. I want to be able to just, like, pass out with ribs. Not worry about putting on, like, anything. God. Are you kidding me?
All right, next. Would you rather have a dangerously obsessive, crazy person be completely in love with you or completely hate you?
Ooh. I know. This is actually a very tough one.
This is a shout out Reddit. I got this one from.
Definitely love, though. Well, maybe not.
I don't know. Yeah, I thought
I
that.
I feel like either way, it could end up in me dying.
You're probably going to die either way, honestly. Yeah, either way. I love you so much. I don't want anyone else to have you or something.
How hot are they?
Oh, that's true. I don't know. Well, it's a dude. In this scenario, it's a dude.
Well, that still doesn't answer. How hot are they?
A very average looking dude.
Are we talking about like Bradley Cooper or
no average?
Or...
No, yeah, I don't know. It could be
like
a hot chick? I mean, if it's a super hot chick, then less people are probably gonna believe you and want to help you. They're like, there's some really hot chick is obsessed with you. It must be tough, dude. And meanwhile, she kills you. You know.
No, I get that. Well, I'm saying, like, if they're hot enough, I would just be with that person who's obsessively in love with me.
And a dangerously obsessive person?
Well, if you give them what they want, they wouldn't be dangerous.
They probably want a lot,
They want me.
Okay, well.
And if I give them me,
Yeah.
I don't know what I could do for this person.
That's true.
Who is dangerous and completely obsessive with me. I feel like the only way for that to end is him killing me.
Yeah, I'd go with the love.
Or trying to kill me.
Yeah. Yeah, because otherwise you're going to have to, like, they're probably like constantly looking through your windows.
Like, yeah. That's like, the girl, like, could just be really clingy. Like, that's probably what would happen.
All right, next one. Would you rather gain 100 pounds or gain 100 pounds permanently or lose a foot of height?
I'd put on 100 pounds. I think I would put on 100 pounds.
I think I would, too.
I don't want to be 4'9". That's a miserable life. God, and, I mean, obviously tough. Living that large would not be great, but more doable.
You wouldn't be on 600
pounds. Like, I see people around living their life, like, kind of normally that are 100 pounds more than me that are my height.
Maybe it should have been 300.
But nobody.
It should have been 300 pounds
nobody
more.
That is, like, 4'9 is living, like, a normal life.
Sorry, 4'9 people.
Oh, you can't even, like, drive a car.
Women is fine. Dude.
You're legally a midget.
Oh, at 4'9"?
Yeah.
I feel like it's easier for a 4'9 woman than it is for a 4'9
guy. If you're, like,
guy.
Under 5 foot, I think, technically. But if you're 4'9", dude, that's real short.
That is really short. Yeah, that's, okay. All right.
I could still get somebody. I feel like my options for a mate would be better. Would still be better if I was 100 pounds more than what I am now, as opposed to being, like, 4'9".
Yeah, I wouldn't mind putting
on 100
pounds.
Because I think there's more, like, potential mates that around that weight, like,
yeah,
or more forgiving of that or something. Also, you didn't say, what if it's just like 100 pounds of muscle?
It's not. It's not 100 pounds of muscle. All right. Oh, I missed the other easy one.
What easy one? What easy one?
Well, this is, would you rather read minds or see into the future?
Oh, read minds.
Yeah, I don't really want to see into the future.
No, like,
I don't know if I want to read
both
minds.
Of these are too much power.
I don't think I'd
for
want
a human to be able, that a human should wield. But definitely, like, looking into the future, so I know when I die, I know when, like, all these awful things happen, and then it's just, like, weighing on me.
Yeah, then you constantly, and then you probably cause other, that's weird.
Yeah.
All right, next one. Would you rather spend 10 seconds in a cage with a lion or chug an entire bottle of ranch in one go? But if you don't chug the entire bottle of ranch in one go, you will die.
So which one way do I want to die is
you
what you're saying?
Chance?
I could probably
dude,
do
don't
the
say
ranch.
The lion. Oh, okay.
I'm not going to say the fucking lion.
10 seconds
the
of
lion's
lion.
Going to kill me. I'm not going to be able to fend off a lion.
It'll be 2 seconds to kill a lion.
Like, that'll be across the cage and, like, slid out my jugular in, like, a minute.
Yeah.
I could
a minute? Like, 1
well,
second?
Well, like, there's a figurative minute. Yeah, in a very quick time. Yes. Quicker in a blink of a second.
It'll be like, bah, and then,
yeah.
Yeah, the ranch, I
the
feel
ranch,
like the adrenaline
I could at least still, like,
yeah,
possibly do that.
I think you could, knowing you're about to. You'd be like,
what do you
I
mean one go? What does one go mean?
Just you can't put it back down.
Okay,
like once you start,
but yeah,
it's gotta.
You don't know the whole technique where you hold it up as if you're like drinking, but then you're just breathing through your nose.
Oh well, yeah,
you can still do that.
Yeah, you could do that.
A lion,
well,
I can't
I don't
do
know if
shit
I could,
with.
You know how much cream and stuff is in ranch? Probably. I don't know how much cream is in there.
It's all cream. Ranch is cream. It's some like type of cream. It's like seasoned cream. That's
it'd be tough to keep down that cream. Isn't it like drinking a gallon of milk you throw up?
Yeah, like all the lactose messes you up.
So
but
is
I mean,
it like condensed
not what
cream?
I could drink a bottle of milk, like the size of a ranch bottle. I could drink that much milk.
But cream
and not
is
get
so
anything.
Much more condensed. But I guess there's other, a bunch of other crap in it.
Yeah, there's other stuff in
all
it.
All right. All right. Whatever.
That's great.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll wrap. This will be the last one because I had more, but we'll end on this one.
Yeah, save some for next time.
All right, well, last one here. You could fly anywhere, anytime, but you can't walk. You can only sprint when you're on the land.
What?
So you could fly anywhere. anytime you want.
But when
to.
I'm on land, but I when have you're to on land, sprinting.
You have to sprint. So you're in the grocery store, you're sprinting, or or you can teleport anywhere you want, but only once a month.
The teleport.
I know. Me
too. What do you mean? That's not even. That shouldn't even be a question. There's no, but only once a month. That's way more than I can do now. So I would definitely do that.
I'd be robbing I'm a bank once just, a month, probably.
I can't just be running. Wait, no. I can't be sprinting.
Oh, no, you couldn't rob a bank because you could teleport into that vault, but then you
can't teleport out. You're fucking screwed. It's
screwed. How'd you get in this vault? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, that actually isn't that great.
Yeah, it's not that great. Flying would be sweet, but I'm not sprinting everywhere.
No.
Yeah.
Like, I could just, like, teleport to work one day. That'll feel like driving. Just Uber home or something.
Yeah, like, see, that'd be my problem. I'd save it every month and then end up, like, not using it.
Like, it doesn't roll over.
I know. No rolling over.
No rolling over. Well, I like that segment.
I'd teleport to Subway.
Let's take a quick break. And this pod has flown by. Yeah, I don't even know what we've talked about. But we should come back. We not can do our much. Grind our gears.
Oh, yeah.
And close it out. All right, and now it's time for the Grind Our Gear segment, the little segment that we do every week where we talk something or we talk about something that's been getting on our nerves, really been getting in our crawl, really been getting under our skin, something that's been very annoying, and we just want to let it out, what's been getting on with us. So do you want to go first, or should I go first this week, Evan?
Who went first last week?
You
go first.
All right.
I think I went first last week.
I can't remember, but that's a good call. So my grind my gears this week is basically, and I don't want to be ageist or anything, ooh, but it's two older generations. This is just generally older generations. Everybody's an older generation to somebody. Me and you are older generations, yeah, to like younger kids now, and yeah, our old parents are older generations. Like, yeah,
certain kids.
But the what I really hate as, and it's as old as time, it's never stopped. It's just what always goes on is older people complaining about like the generation or kids younger than them, mm, about how it's the end of the world or they're too ridiculous or like things weren't like this back in my day and like all this stuff. And I just want to say, stop it. Stop it, because every generation has been doing this. Like, if you're my parents, I know they complain about like kids that are my age about we don't know what's going on. We don't have manners, blah, blah, blah. But guess what? Your, like, my parents, their parents complained about them about the same way. And, like, what I always think about, like, they're saying, like, nothing's been worse than it is now. Nobody has any morals, blah, blah, blah. It's like, when Elvis Presley came out and was shaking his hips, and that was, like, the 50s or whatever, and people were losing their heads. They
gyrating.
Yeah, they thought freaking Lucifer himself is going to pop out of the ground for the evilness that was going on. But my point is, this happens all the time. Every older generation looks at the younger generation and whatever fads they're into, whatever is like popular, and says how stupid they are, or they don't know what they're doing, or they're way worse than we were. No, it's just different. Different doesn't mean worse or better. It's just different. It's a change. Society changes. Things change. Norms change. It's just different. So instead of just complaining about younger generations, even though you have no real solutions to any of this, because the older generations are the ones that raise these younger generations anyway. So if they're so worse, then you're basically saying you're a terrible parent. You're a worse parent than your parents were. But I digress. But that's not the point, because that's not what's happening. Just it's different. You can just admit it's different. It's not what you're used to. Might make you a little bit uncomfortable, but they're not worse. They're not just absurd or anything. It's just different. And it pisses me off, and it happens all the time. Things aren't the same as they used to be in my day. Well, yeah, no, things aren't the same, but that doesn't mean they're worse. Doesn't mean they're better. It's just different. That's my grind my gears for this week.
I will say I'd much rather live now than like World War II or Vietnam. However, I will say,
I'd much rather live now in America than any other point in America because I'm black. But right. I don't have to go into what that means.
In the great words of
it's all you know.
In the great words of Michael Scott, if it's me, then society made me that way.
Well said, Kevin.
Although I will say the whole face tattoo thing is, I'm glad that's not my generation. Okay.
You would definitely have a face tattoo right now. Or if you were, would you get a face tattoo if you were like 17? Like right now, would you be like, yo?
No. I had some questionable.
No.
I don't think I'd get a face tattoo.
You made a lot of questionable decisions when you were 17, Kevin.
Everyone does. That's the whole point. That's going right along with your grind my gear.
Don't let me
moving on.
Bring you up the pictures of your hairstyle.
Oh, God. All right. Move it. Now it's all short. Hey, all right. So my grind my gear is a little less heavy.
People wasn't that heavy.
People standing too close in line.
Ooh.
I was in a Rough Arms the other week, and I had to tell this guy to stop standing so close to me. And I didn't say that straight up, but he was standing so close to me, I could see him in my peripheral vision behind me. That's how close he was.
I know that.
So I just did like kind of fake shock look back, like, whoa, like one of those to, like, signify that you are way too close to me in line. And then I realized this. We were in the grocery store the other day. This woman was right up on Rachel. Like, we're in line. You need to be that close up in line? Right. Like, on me. Basically on me. It makes me so uncomfortable.
Getting way up into your personal space.
So this is bubble.
Somebody actually did that to me the other day when I was at the grocery store because I was going through the self-checkout line.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I had paid, but I was waiting for my receipt to come out. And the person who was, I guess, waiting for me is, like, right up on me come to them. I'm like, yo.
Yeah.
Just calm down.
Right.
Just calm down. Let me leave this freaking thing before you come, like, right up.
Oh, that's the worst.
Like, they're about to put the fucking their stuff, like, where my bag. Like, I'm like, what are you doing? Like, just chill the fuck out.
Yeah, wait the extra 10 seconds or whatever.
God. Yeah, that shit's annoying.
So, anyway, that's my grind my gear. Don't stand so close to people online. If you do that, just recognize that what you're doing is awful and then just correct it.
People, have respect for personal space out there. Cannot preach that enough.
It's already a tight space. We're already too close to each other. You're making it worse.
I know.
You know?
Well, some people are just don't mind that or extremely unaware.
Ugh.
That's the worst. Right. I totally back that grandma gear.
Thank you.
But that will do it for the Thread Labs this week. Thank you so much to everybody that listened and stayed through for the whole episode. Don't forget to find us at Thread Lads on Instagram, at Lads Thread on Twitter. Kevin is going to really start taking over the social media situation once
That's
he's
right.
done school, which
hey,
should be soon.
Shout out.
We're counting down the days.
Yep.
Here. How many more days do you have?
2 months, I think.
Oh, wow. It's longer than I thought. Oh, well, but
long.
Hey.
It's not that long. No, it's like a month and a half, actually.
Oh. No, let's do it.
To get my expensive piece of paper that I already work in the industry.
Keep
of.
Your eye on the prize. Yeah, right.
It's okay though.
It's all good. It's all good. We're all thinking positive here. It's the first day of spring, rebirth, new Kevin, new Justin, new Thread Lads. We're gonna be coming back to y'all next week. But again, for Kevin O'Connor, I'm Justin Dorsey, and we appreciate y'all so much. And we are the Thread Lads.
Thread Lads.